I'd like to call to order the November 24th meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education, and I'd like to introduce the principal of Woodland Elementary, or Willowbrook, sorry guys, they both start with W, sorry, it's a bad start. The principal of Willowbrook Elementary School, Ms. Sherry Fairchild-Kies, who will introduce our very, very special guest that will start off our meeting tonight.
Attention, salute, pledge. Ooh, that was too weird. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We are singing a song called Show Me How, and we have two soloists. This is Abigail Nivens, and this is Benjamin George, and they will be singing a solo this evening.
A child, I'm still learning right from wrong. How am I supposed to know? They'll even take some time for me.
Sometimes I may need a hug.
want you guys to do as you go out, single file, I want you to stop right here at this microphone, look right into that camera right there, and for those millions of people that are watching this board meeting tonight, give us your name, first and last. Can everybody do that for me? Y'all did great. From Willowbrook, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Benjamin George.
Abigail Nivens.
I'm Taryn Davis.
William Jude Mock Olson.
I'm Audrey Spencer.
I'm Hannah Wilson.
Sophie Alexander.
Riley Roche.
Alexa Tindall.
Haley Gray.
Christian Gothert.
Erica Frederick.
Andrew Skeen.
Caitlin Woody.
Anna Steiner.
Madison Phillips.
Isabella Stead.
Aaliyah Kelly.
Landon Sheets.
Bailey Moore.
Alexis O'Sengstein.
Miley K. Miller.
And thank you again. And parents and grandparents, thank you for coming as well and bringing your children to entertain us tonight. Mr. DiGregorio, did all your friends leave? No, they're coming. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Mr. Eby. Any discussion, additions, changes, corrections? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Before we get into the next session, let me take this opportunity and ask each of you in the audience to welcome for the first time our new board. We welcome back Mr. Eby to his seat in the board, and we welcome our two newcomers. On my far left, Ms. Paige Marshall, and to my left, Ms. Laura McLean. If you would join me in welcoming them to the Board of Education. And we hope they will continue to smile like they are tonight as the next few years go forward. Next item is special reports and presentations. First item is organization of the board, and I'll turn to our, and actually probably most people don't know this, even though he is in our superintendent, as board responsibility, he is also classified as the board secretary. So we'll turn to our superintendent for organization of the board, Dr. Borchers.
Our next item is because of those elections and our new board members, we have to elect a new chairperson and elect a vice chairperson. So at this point, my role here is to ask for nominations or for the chairperson of the Oak Ridge School Board.
Mr. Secretary, I would like to place in nomination a person who has led us through some trying times, but I think it can also lead us through some very positive times over the next years, and that's Keith Philhours, Chairman.
Any other nominations, or we'll do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. With that, then, I'm new at this, so this is we're calling for the vote here, Lynn. Okay. All in favor of that motion to have Mr. Philhour be our chairperson as we move forward? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Chairperson.
Thank you. I don't have any prepared speeches, but let me just say thank you for that confidence, and I look forward. I think this is going to be an outstanding board. I think we have a lot ahead of us, some great visions that are being presented to us, and it won't all be easy. It will be challenged, but I know this board is up to facing those challenges, and we're ready to go.
And do you take this part now, Mr. Chairman? Or okay, nominations for vice chairperson. I'll take those nominations.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Bob Eby for vice chair.
Is there a second?
I will second that.
Okay. Hearing no other nominations, all in favor of Mr. Eby to be our vice chair? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, we have our new vice chair.
Thank you. And I, too, look forward to that. I think this is going to be an outstanding board. I welcome our new members, and I look forward to continuing work with Angie and Keys as the chair.
Next item on the agenda is good news, Mr. Eby.
My good news is from Jefferson, and I think there's some really great news in here because it says 83 children and 10 staff chaperones departed on the annual Williamsburg trip on Friday, October 10th. On Monday, October 13th, 83 children and 10 staff returned. <That's great. laughs> No, that is good. No, they had a great trip and appreciated the board support and the approval of the annual trip. But that Williamsburg trip is excellent trip for the students every year, and it is, I think, one of the highlights of the year. And so I'm glad that they had a great time. Also from Jefferson, on October 1st, 17 Jefferson mathletes participated in the Muscle Shoals Middle School's math tournament. Over 1,000 students representing 36 schools competed in the tri-state event. Our 5th and 7th grade teams won first place in their divisions, and the 6th grade team placed second. And then our 8th grade team had one student, and that person took first place in the entire group. And then the 3rd annual Secret City Scholastic Chess Tournament was held Saturday, November 8th. Several junior Jefferson Middle School students participated, and they had a first place finish. The students participated in the respect categories, including a first place finish in the championship 7th through 12th grade category. So that's great news from Jefferson.
Ms. Eagle.
From Oak Ridge High School, it was just announced that we have another crop of National Merit semifinalists. This year, our semifinalists are Catherine Zhang, Megan Pitts, Chris Romanowski, and Alex Kaufman. This is an excellent group. They've got great aspirations for the future, and now they've got a really good head start. That's good news.
My good news comes from Glenwood Elementary School. We've received notification that Glenwood has been awarded a $10,000 grant for their Hour of Code. And this $10,000 can be used and will be used for computers, computer hardware, and accessories. And we also understand that this is the only school in the state of Tennessee that was awarded this grant. Coming up in December, all of our schools will be participating. I'm looking at Dr. Marzak to make sure he's shaking his head correctly. All of our schools will be participating in this Hour of Code. And if you don't know what that is, I had to learn a little bit myself about it. I'm going to turn to Dr. Marzak and let him just give us a little update and tell us about what our schools are doing in this program.
So the Hour of Code on the week for the week of December 8th is an opportunity or an encouragement to get more students involved in STEM-based activities. One of the areas that America feels that we're falling behind is computer programming. And so what they're trying to do is get more students interested in computer programming, and that they will thus take jobs in computer programming fields moving on down the road. So what we're trying to do is to get more interest level at the elementary, middle, and high school level to get students hooked on coding. Because what a lot of people don't realize is there are very lucrative careers in coding. So it's stuff to look at. Websites that we're using are code.org. It's a very easy site to use. And basically is an opportunity to get more kids interested in computer sciences.
Thank you. And again, congratulations to Glenwood. Ms. McLean.
Our band program is expanding and is needing instruments. They held an instrument drive last week at the high school, and several instruments were donated. There's still a need for instruments, so clean out your closets and drop the instrument off at the high school. Each instrument will be appraised, and you will be contacted with the appraised amount. If you then decide to donate the instrument, you will be given a donation form to file with your taxes. Please support our band program as it is growing.
Thank you. Ms. Marshall.
I have good news from Oak Ridge High School, and I will beg your forgiveness before I butcher the French that is in the paragraph that I'm about to read. So 11 students participated in the 2014 French exchange between Oak Ridge High School and Lycée Notre-Dame de Grasse in Maubeuge, France. Maybe. The students lived with French families, attended school, were immersed in French culture and daily life. They also had the opportunity to travel to Brussels and Paris as well. Oak Ridge will host our French friends from November 23rd through December 3rd, so they are in town. Welcome them. 18 French students will attend classes at the high school, tour the National Lab, discover Thanksgiving, Black Friday. Hopefully they won't judge us for that. And other traditions of the holiday, and they'll also visit Biltmore in Asheville before they fly to New York City for 3 days. So, awesome way to go, French exchange students. On Saturday, November 1st, more good news, the Oak Ridge High School Science Bowl team won the Walton Invitational Science Competition in Marietta, Georgia. There were 30 teams from all over the Southeast participating. And several team members, let's see, Albert Zhu, Tina Wong, Joseph Andrus, and Melissa Yon. And finally, 30 students from Oak Ridge High School competed in the annual ProtoServe Format Competition and Math Bowl on Thursday, November 6th. Math Bowl A team finished second in the large school competition, and in the individual testing, Joe Andrus and Albert Zhu placed in the top 10 of Format 2. So congratulations to all of them.
And I would like to just finish up with extending from the board a congratulations to Coach Joe Gaddis and his staff and the student athletes that made up the Oak Ridge High School football team this year for their outstanding season. I hope you each got to see them play. If you weren't there this past Friday night, you missed a very exciting atmosphere, an outstanding ball game. And we look forward to a great number of those young men coming back again next year, as there were a lot of freshmen, sophomores, and juniors on this team. And also our congratulations and thanks to our dance team and our cheerleaders and our band for making this a very outstanding and memorable football season. And that's just some of the good news that is taking place in the Oak Ridge schools. Next item on the agenda is an item that we call Just the Facts about the Oak Ridge Schools. One of the things that board members are required to do is to participate in what I refer to as boardsmanship or continuing education through the Tennessee School Board Association. Each board member is required each year to get a number of hours on topics related to boardsmanship, how to be an effective board member. Our new board members will be attending in January a two-day session dealing with being a new board member. And this is a program that is put forth by the state of Tennessee and organized and presented by TSBA, the Tennessee School Board Association. This is not something that's an option for us. This is something that we are required by law to do. If we do not, or if a member of this board does not complete what they are required to do, our school district can actually be fined by the State Board of Education for not completing this boardmanship requirement. And I will say, and I think our new board members will find as they progress through this, that the topics are interesting, the topics are valuable, and the topics do help us become better school board members because they cover from A to Z of things that we as board members deal with. This past week, board members had an opportunity to attend Tennessee School Board Association Leadership Conference and convention in Nashville. So I'm going to take just a few minutes, and if any of the board members want to make a comment about their experience there, give you an opportunity to do that now. And I'll go ahead and jump in. 1st, one of the things that we talk about is what will be the 2015 legislative agenda. We had the opportunity to hear from some of our state legislators. We had the opportunity to talk with fellow board members and their perception of various topics that will be faced by our legislative members as they begin their session in 2015. Some of the topics, and these will sound like old hat to those of you who follow this and keep up with this, because they seem to be a yearly occurrence if they don't pass and get into law. One of the topics will be vouchers, and that will be back in our legislature again this year. The traditional appointed or elected directors of schools continues to come back year after year, even though it doesn't make much headway. It continues to be an item of discussion by members of our state legislature. Fees for inspection of records is a topic. Charter schools will be a topic. Fiscal autonomy with schools. There are certain schools that are classified as special school districts, which allows that school district to set their own tax rate within the community. That number was capped a number of years ago, but it is still an item of discussion whether to remove that cap and allow other schools to apply for that. We also heard, and you probably have read, that we will be having a new Commissioner of Education as Commissioner Huffman retired. Or resigned his position. I don't think he retired, but he resigned his position. The governor did speak to us at this convention. We were hoping he would announce who his choice would be. I think the consensus of what I heard at the convention was that we hope that it will be somebody that has Tennessee background or Tennessee blood. And I think that would do wonders as we move forward in education. The governor did speak, and I'm not going to talk about the governor unless you want to. He did talk about, and a lot of the legislators talked about this, and it's just a matter of getting enough on board to understand this. Some do, I will assure you. Some do not. And that is, as we deal with what Common Core is, what it's going to be or what it's not going to be, how we're going to evaluate our students and our teachers. The one thing that was a constant from board members is, let's pick something, let's make it work, and let's take the burden that we've cast over the last 3 years on our teaching staff and our students and give them a chance to do what they are best at, and that's being teachers and students. So we'll see if there's any headway in that at all. We hope there is.
Well, there were a number of interesting sessions, and there's not nearly enough time to cover all of them, but one of the ones that I found very helpful was late in the conference, and it was a smaller school district addressing meeting the same kinds of goals that we have set for ourselves in this system, that we want our third graders reading on grade level by third grade. And from that, because they're several years into this process of making very targeted improvements, one of the things that struck me was he said, you need as much energy on intervention as instruction, that a student who's not reading on grade level is 4 times less likely to graduate on time, and that students needing intervention must not be pulled out of the class during the core instruction, but they have to have both the normal grade level instruction and the pull out assistive time. And the thing that makes this very tough is there's only so many hours in a day. We can't require them to come early. We can't require them to stay after school. So one of the folks in the audience had asked, where are you finding the time? And what they said was there were a couple of things. One of them was that the buses arrive at the school 45 minutes before the school day starts. So instead of just herding them into the gym, the kids who needed targeted intervention were pulled out of the gym and taken to the library, where they could work on specific computer programs that track their individual progress so the teacher can see this is the progress that little Jimmy made today, and he's this much closer to his goal. And these are the things that he doesn't yet understand, so if I've got 5 extra minutes, this is what I want to work on. They're relying very heavily on the use of technology. They have not gone to one-to-one devices, but they are definitely buying more devices so that they can put them in individual kids' hands for intervention purposes, because this extends the teacher's ability. If you've got one teacher and 23 kids and they're at 5 different levels, the teacher cannot possibly address each individual student's needs in a 1-hour class. But using this software, they can do exactly that. And that really struck me, because that is a big reason that we wanted to go to a one-to-one platform. It's why we're now venturing into bring your own devices, which we know is not the ultimate answer, but it's a start, and we have to start somewhere. So I found it very interesting that they're making the kind of progress we would like to make.
Anyone else? I will end this by saying on Monday morning at 8:30 to open our session, we had a group from Oak Ridge High School perform, which were directed by a choral portion by Miss Amanda Reagan and a band direction with Spence Milligan, and they were outstanding. First time since I've been on this board that we've ever had a group from Oak Ridge to be asked to come and perform. So now our effort from this board is to continue that process onward and work toward getting other outstanding groups to come and entertain. So that was a highlight. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the public forum. Public forum is for anyone in the audience who would like to address the board on a topic that is not on the board agenda. Would remind those in the audience that if the topic is on the agenda, you would have an opportunity to speak at that time. The board does not take action at this time, but may have questions and then may direct the superintendent to provide additional information or have the superintendent direct you to the appropriate individual to answer your questions. If you choose to speak, please sign your name and address at the podium and then state your name and address. You will have 3 minutes to speak. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time? You'll have 2 minutes.
Get a life.
And good evening. Dan DiGregorio, 110 Daniel Lane. What I really want to do is say congratulations to the newly elected. And best wishes for a long and successful tenure. This is a great school system, always has been. There's no doubt in my mind that it will continue to be. Very confident. This is a very strong board, in my opinion. There will be challenges, of course, but if you can survive during budget season Steve Reddick's presentation, you can survive anything. Best wishes.
Thank you, Coach. Much appreciated, and as we said before, you will be missed, but I have a strange feeling you will continue to be involved in education in Oak Ridge.
You are correct.
Let me just say that I am honored to be sitting in this seat, and it's going to be difficult to replace you.
You'll do fine.
Anyone else?
Leticia Del Mo, 121 Normandy Road. I was here at the board meeting in the end of June, and I remember clearly that Mr. Eby challenged Dr. Borchers to find the full funding to reinstate the preschool transportation. I was made aware that during that meeting, Ms. Gopher offered half of the amount, which was $37,000. My understanding is that the other half, while offered by Mr. Gopher from the IT department, was not taken. It came from the general fund. Since the full public transportation offered for the other schools was fully reinstated, I am just wondering why the portion that was provided by the preschool is not being reimbursed also. Thank you.
We can certainly have Ms. Gagliano, if you would like to respond to the board.
When the administration brought back the final budget recommendation, and you know we had to make several reductions in areas to make ends meet, that was not one of the recommendations that was brought back as far as reinstating the other half of the funding. The $500,000 that was taken from fund balance was for the general fund transportation. That was a separate action by the board and a separate discussion. Because when we first started with the budget reductions, we were not talking about, well, initially we were talking about eliminating preschool transportation. And then the discussion led to not eliminating it, but how do we fund it? And that's when we got into the half that was offered by Ms. Kofer. But the service itself was never changed then. From that point, it stayed intact, whereas the general fund transportation went through many versions, I'll put it that way, during our budget development. So they were separate discussions.
Anyone else?
The bottom line right now is we do have preschool transportation, right?
And as the board knows, we're going to be we're already having budget conversations. But as we move forward to next year, we always have competing priorities, and this could be an item that we discuss in that process.
Next item is the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Mr. Eby. All those in favor of approving the consent agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next, under items for action, is Board Policy 3.206. We've dealt with this policy on numerous occasions. Known that we've ever gone to a third reading on something, but we're going to stick with it until we get it correct. So, Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 3.206, third reading.
Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Sorry. Dr. Borchers, comments?
I believe we've come back with everything the board had suggested. It's been vetted by numerous people, so we're hoping we listened well last time and are now bringing a policy that can be approved this evening.
I had a question. I'm just trying to understand. I thought last time we talked about if it was within a school system, that principal could approve it. If it went outside the school system, that school, then it would go to Mr. Thacker. Is that what we said, or it's been a while since I?
I believe that's what we said, and that this one solely dealt with, as it says there, the community use of school facilities, so outside entities.
Got it.
And I was the one that created most of the problem with this, and now that it's in this form, it's good to go by me. Comments from any of the other board members? Motion is for approval of community use of school facilities policy 3.206. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is board policy 3.600. This is a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Policy 3.600, Insurance Management, which was recently approved by the board. However, a new section has been added in blue under TCRS, and you can see that in the attached policy.
Questions from the board? Oh, sorry.
Motion first. I move for approval.
Motion made by Mr. Eby.
Second.
Second by Ms. Eagle. Y'all can jump in just any time down here you want to. Questions, comments, Dr. Borchers?
Just so the board knows why we're bringing this back after it was approved. We're now into, I think it's five of our policy reviews. So Dr. Lee, in that review, starting that review, found this item, and after talking to TSBA, they suggested that it be added to this policy. So that's why you're seeing it again here this evening. This was purely TSBA saying this is where it belonged, and we didn't get to level five by the time we brought this to you, so that's why it's coming back.
Right. Just to make sure, this policy was approved earlier, but it's come back with the TCRS section added.
Just the section
only change.
That's the only thing that's changed. Just an addition.
Comments or questions from the board? And all those in favor of approving board policy 3.600 on second reading, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item is also a second reading. Board Policy 4.302, Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 4.302 for the second reading.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second. Oh,
good.
I was going to try. I tried.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. Marshall. Dr. Borchers.
Just a couple of changes there. And again, I think we talked about it, and I'm going to turn to Lynn. Is it 2,500? Anything over 2,500 is what goes to the board. We had that question last time. So this is purely what our principles we took off the assistant superintendent. Everything else is approved at the board, or approved at the building level, excuse me. So that's what this is speaking to.
2,500, yes.
I believe it was 2,500. Is that right, Lynn? Anything over 2,500 comes here.
Right. Questions? Motion is for approval of field trips, excursions, and competitions. Policy 4.302. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item under items for action is recognition of tenure status for qualified educator. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend Amber Godby be granted tenure status, and you can see the backup documentation to this item.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
You gotta be fast.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Marshall, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers, comments?
No additional comments, yep.
Comments from the board? Motion is recognition of tenure status for qualified educator. All those who approve signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is recommendation for additional special education teaching assistant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend that addition of one special education teaching assistant.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Marshall. Dr. Borchers.
Yeah, I don't want to go into too much information here, but I think the backup documentation this item will explain the reason for this need.
Questions from the board? Hearing none, the motion is for the recommendation for additional special education teaching assistant. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item for action is Oak Ridge School's five-year planning process.
I think I'm going to turn to Mr. Eby on this. You want to take
sure
lead and start the discussion anyway?
Back when I was on
wait. You've got to make the recommendation first, and then we'll turn it to Bob. So if you make a recommendation.
I recommend the implementation of the Oak Ridge School's five-year planning process.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
I move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. Eagle.
When I was on the board back in the 1980s, we had a similar process that was led by Mr. Bill Wilcox in the city, and it was very valuable to us to basically look and vision and say, where do we want our schools to be 5 years from now? And we went through that process. In that process, we had two members from the board. We had one member from city council. We had some members from the administrative staff. Some teaching from the teaching staff, a couple of students actually participated on it, and then we had members from the citizens of Oak Ridge participated on it. It was about a six-month process. We covered, and I think we need to cover here, is basically, you know, our vision, the seven keys, the STEM, facilities, that clearly is a key one, transportation, and it was a great process to gain alignment within the city on where we wanted to be 5 years from now. I think as we go through the process for the budgeting, we got some difficult budgeting needs coming down the pike. I think it's important that we have alignment from each one of those people. We have a person who's willing to lead that, Tom Smith. Tom Smith is experienced in leading processes like this. He's just finished or is finishing up one for the Chamber of Commerce right now. He's an employee at Y-12. I've talked to Tom. He would be available to lead it beginning in January. So what I would like to do is, if this motion passes, is ask the superintendent to start putting together a team of people sort of from that mix that I talked about, and then we have a kickoff meeting in January. Ideally, we would be done with this at the time that we hit our budget process. That would say that we're done in the May, June time frame at the absolute latest. Karen's over here looking at me and saying it's probably too late. But to do it right, I think it's going to take some time to really do it right and gain that alignment. It will be what it's going to be. It may hit this year. It may not hit this year. It may be in next year's budget process. But I think it's something that's important for us to do and to get the community, get the council, get the staff, everybody to listen to them, and let's all get on the same page. I mean, I think we're going down the right vision, but we may come up with something else. That's what's important for us, and so that's the reason I brought that motion forward.
Comments or questions? I think one of the things, and you alluded to this, but I think several of the things that this does, I think with the recent election, new board members here, and new formation of city council and their leadership there, and even some preliminary discussions that have been held during the course of the election time, I think we're at have a real opportunity here to bring into the fold, if you will, this community to continue their support of education, but perhaps raise their support of education to the next level. And this is just me talking, but I think because of how the election came out, I think it showed a voice from this community of support for this Board of Education and support of things that we're working on now. As you mentioned, our STEM programs, our technology programs, our seven keys, which we're off to a start on that. But I see this bringing in all of those people to understand what it is that we're doing and maybe provide some ways for us to get there a little quicker with some of this than us as a board sitting here battling to try to get there. Not battling each other, but as battling financially to figure this out. So I see this as a very positive step, and certainly support this recommendation.
Let me mention a couple other things. Is one, this does not take away the responsibility of the board. I mean, we'll have two members on the planning process, but the product would be a report, a recommendation that this team would bring to the board for action, and the board could decide they're going to take that action or not. You know, so that would be the process. Also, I see Jessica out there in the audience. I think somebody from Public Schools Education Foundation would be excellent to serve on this thing, as well as maybe a member from the Chamber of Commerce, since they've made that one of their legislative agendas. I think we ought to get somebody from the Chamber and somebody from the public on the process.
Ms. Marshall.
Yes, just a clarifying question. This is a visioning and strategic process, planning process?
In a sense, yes, but I don't want people to think that we're, you know, going down a whole different road. But it is, what is the vision that we have? Strategically, where do we want to be 5 years from now? Gaining alignment for that, and then moving forward with it.
And I think the key word there is alignment. That's the key. I mean, again, and I'm kind of, I guess that's where I was reaching for, is what to make all this happen. We can understand its value and its place that it has in Oak Ridge education, but until we get aligned with those other entities, council, community, parents, chamber, professional people in the community, et cetera, we will have, and this is just me speculating, but we'll have more difficulty if we do it alone than if we do it collectively. And so I think alignment, I think that's the key word right there.
And I think one thing, the three of us who were just elected, as I recall at every one of those forums, we talked about wanting to listen to the community. And this gives us an excellent opportunity to listen to all the stakeholders, not just the citizens, not just the staff, students, you know, business people, everybody in the community, and then from that the board takes actions.
Other comments? If they are in agreement, Dr. Borchers, to kind of get the ball rolling a little bit here, I would like to ask Ms. Agle and Ms. McLean to serve in this capacity.
And since we're on TV, they can't say no.
Right. If you would agree. Okay. Motion and any other comments or discussion? Motion is Oak Ridge School's 5-year planning process. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Items for information, enrollment. Any questions? Financial report. Questions?
Any surprises or anything, Ms. Gagliano?
We're about a quarter of the year as of this report. It's amazing. Our revenues are at 0.25%, and our expenditures are at 0.25%. But, you know, we have our big months for property tax yet to happen, so it should even out as we go forward.
Ms. Agle.
One of the things that I was pleased to see is it looks like the sales tax receipts are a little more than a quarter, and we're yet to hit the big month. So, and of course, the December collections we won't see for about 3 months.
2 months, right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shop Oak Ridge.
Next on our items for discussion, there's none there. Any next old business, new business?
I do have one comment, just to tell the board members not to expect 52-minute board meetings.
I might stretch this out in the next one under communications. So, no, that's a very good point. And keep in mind, this is too our second meeting for this month. So, next under communications, just some reminders. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in the Oak Ridge High School Performing Arts Center, Dr. Borschers and Dr. Marzak will be conducting the second town hall meeting. This one will be a little bit different, well, quite a bit different, actually, as this time, and as a result of the first one, when questions were asked about how our students actually doing this, you're going to see a class actually there using their devices with classroom activities, and then our television production. Dave put together, I think, a video highlighting various classes and teachers and students who are using the devices and how they're using them and how they're being successful to use them. So there'll be that opportunity and then an opportunity to ask some questions at the end, correct? Now, help me with this and kind of tie this in, and I'm forgotten the date. There's actually another event coming up. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, December 16th, and we don't know how many slots that will have open yet. I don't know if you have an update on that, Dr. Beckendorf, but we're hosting our first kind of opening our doors to the community. We have sent an invitation to the council, to the Board of Education, and we're seeing what numbers we get back there, and then any remaining slots we'll put an invitation out to the community to come and see some of our classrooms, our teachers, our students at work using these tools that we're talking about. So we'll have a few more days here, I think, to find out exactly how many board members are coming and city council members are coming, and then we'll have a few slots left for the general public, but we're pretty excited about that as well. And on your first comment there, I just encourage as many parents, community members to come tomorrow night. It will be different than the first meeting. It'll be very hands-on. Bring your device. You're going to be involved in the presentation if you choose to be. But we think it's going to be a great evening tomorrow night.
Then on December the 4th, there will be a joint meeting between the Board of Education and City Council. This meeting will be conducted at the City Municipal Building, beginning at 3 in the afternoon. It will be an opportunity for both the board and council to meet. We've put together, Dr. Borschers and the city manager have put together an agenda, a limited agenda, because there are certainly a lot of items that could be there, but some very upfront important items that we need to be talking about at this time, and so we'll see how that goes, and I know it will go well, and come back with a report on that. I would also add that beginning in January, the board will be back on the airwaves with their Focus on Education television program. So beginning in January and running through April, you can look forward to each of the five board members hosting that program and hopefully bringing you some information that will give you some insights into Oak Ridge schools and public education in Oak Ridge that you might not otherwise have. Is there anything that I've left off that's on our calendar coming up? I think we have a board visit to coming up Wednesday week, correct, at I believe at Willowbrook. Correct. So we'll be one of the good things. We get to do many good things here, but one of the really good things that we all enjoy doing is visiting in each of our schools and visiting with staff and students and really to the core of finding out where the real work is going on, and that's with our dedicated staff and our great students that we have. And if there's nothing from anyone else, this will be, except in reruns, this will be the last time that you will see this board until January, because we do not meet in December. So we will be back the 1st of January with a board meeting. We'll have two board meetings in January. So I would like to wish everyone from the board have a very, very happy Thanksgiving, a great holiday and Christmas season, and above all, be safe, enjoy your family, and have some fun, and get some rest. And we are adjourned.